The following program is sponsored by Frankie Boyer, who is responsible for its content. Before beginning any health or fitness practice, consult your personal physician.
You're heading for a breakdown. Why don't you pull yourself to pieces?
Keeping you healthy from coast to coast, this is the Frankie Boyer Show. Frankie Boyer Show.
There's some very strange people practicing medicine these days.
This is the Frankie Boyer Show.
It's medically impossible.
Your voice for healthy living. Call 1-888-6-FRANKIE. That's 1-888-6-FRANKIE. Now, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. Hi, everybody. It is Frankie Boyer, and we are thrilled to be on 8:30 a.m. WCRN. You can always reach us with a question at 508-438-0965. That's 508-438-0965. Well, while we're waiting for our first guest, and he is a world-renowned expert on fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, and the whole country is exhausted. We're always tired. We are a tired nation because we're not sleeping. Why aren't we sleeping? Well, we're going to get into it in a little bit with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. And then coming up a little bit later, you've seen him on The View. He is their go-to doctor. Dr. Stephen Lamb is with us. And he's going to talk a little bit about our gut. Yes, our guts. Our gut system, yes. By the way, I co-authored a book with my dear friend who is an ND, a naturopathic physician, Dr. Cheryl Selman. The book is called The Promise of HCG. HCG is a homeopathic product that was first given to the world about 60 years ago by an endocrinologist by the name of Dr. Simeon from Italy. Dr. Simeon wrote notes and started to study why people were obese. And he came up with this protocol. The protocol is really quite brilliant. And for many people, losing weight is very difficult. Losing stubborn weight without losing muscle, really hard to do. And so this protocol has been, it's been around for a few years now, very controversial. I don't find it controversial, but if you're interested in finding out more about it, we're doing a new class and we're beginning this evening, tonight, and you can call Jonathan Glass from the Healing Essence Center at 978-369-9228. That's 978-369-9228. And by the way, frankieboyer.com is my website. Always informed, great information on that website, and always guests for the day. And we're doing 3 hours of live radio on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So you can find out about the other radio shows at frankieboyer.com. Well, without further ado, let's welcome one of the most renowned doctors when it comes to fibromyalgia, when it comes to fatigue, chronic fatigue. He is the medical director of the National Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers. He is with us with some great breaking news, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. People literally come from all over the world to be with him. And, Doctor, what a pleasure.
Well, thank you. Always a pleasure to be with you as well.
So why are we always – this is an interesting question because most Americans – and we were just talking about this on my other show – most Americans are sleep-deprived. But – people that, what's the difference between being sleep deprived and having chronic fatigue syndrome?
Well, although most people with chronic fatigue syndrome or its painful cousin fibromyalgia can't get a good night's sleep, no matter what they do, until they're treated, that's the difference between, but you'll have people with day-to-day fatigue who have insomnia once in a while. So the difference is you can never get a good night's sleep with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. You feel exhausted, you have brain fog, and it doesn't go away with vacation.
It doesn't go away. It's all the time. How do we get it?
Well, basically, people blow a fuse. Chronic fatigue and chronic fatigue syndrome both represent energy crisis situations where you're spending more energy than you're able to make. When it gets so bad that you blow a fuse, and that circuit's called the hypothalamus, major control center of the brain, that's when it becomes chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and then it doesn't go away with rest, unlike day-to-day fatigue.
Okay, so fibromyalgia is what? Tell us what it is and some of the symptoms.
Well, if you ache all over, if you're exhausted, brain fog, cold intolerant, weight gain, those kind of things. But basically, if you ache all over, exhausted, and insomnia, you've probably got fibromyalgia. And most people with chronic fatigue syndrome also have chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, two names, same problem. You have an energy crisis, and a master control center called the hypothalamus isn't working. That center controls sleep, hormones, temperature, and also blood pressure and sweating and gut function. So you're feeling pretty miserable by the time you come down with it.
We are a nation that is 24/7. Are we creating people that have fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome by the way we're living?
Oh, God, yes. We have half of the nutrients have been wiped out in our diet, half the calories being empty calories, high calorie, no vitamins, no minerals. We've lost a third of our sleep. We have 85,000 chemicals that we're dealing with. We have a digestive system that's on whack for a number of reasons, including low fiber and low enzymes. And then people are getting a bunch of food allergies and other sensitivities. So absolutely, but frankly, every generation has its own different illnesses it struggles with. Used to be infections killed most people, then now we're moving to cancer and heart disease, which were pretty rare in the past. And now we're moving to autoimmune diseases and things like lupus getting bigger, autism getting bigger, CFS and fibromyalgia getting more common. So it's a disease of modern life.
And so when we first start to hear about people going from doctor to doctor to doctor, why is there not an easy solution for fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome? And I'm going to let you answer that. I think we need to take a quick break. When we come back from commercial, we will continue with world-renowned Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum right here on The Frankie Boyer Show on WCRN, 8:30 a.m. on that dial. If you have a question for the doctor, 508-438-0965. He has some great solutions for all of us for our energy. 508-438-0965. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer.
Hi, this is Suzanne Summers, and you're listening to The Frankie Boyer Show.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, and I'm so excited to be on the new WCRN 8:30 a.m. on that dial. That's right, frankieboyer.com. You can friend me at the Frankie Boyer Show page, frankieboyershow.com, frankieboyer.com, or Facebook, The Frankie Boyer Show. And we are talking today to world-renowned expert on chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. And Dr. Teitelbaum, welcome back. It is so nice to have you with us. So I think that we need to talk about energy because we are energy deprived in this country.
Absolutely. And you asked about why people can't get the help they need with these diseases. Well, basically beyond most doctors being clueless, they're just not trained in these illnesses. And they just cross their eyes and look at you funny and make believe you're crazy if you go in.
Right.
So you want to go to somebody who's really trained in these conditions. And there are clinics all around the country called fibromyalgia and fatigue centers that their doctors know how to treat the disease effectively. My new patient visits are 4 hours, and I consult with people all over the world.
Wait a minute, whoa.
Yeah.
Imagine, wait a minute, you actually spend 4 hours with a patient.
One-on-one time.
One-on-one time. Can you imagine going to a doctor's office and getting a four-hour visit? It's very rare in this day and age. It happens, but it's very rare.
Well, it's what it takes. You need a holistic, a total body approach.
Well, that's just it. But most doctors are not holistic, Dr. Teitelbaum, and that's part of the problem is, you know, we have this mentality of one pill, one answer. You are sharing with people a holistic approach with many, many options and many, many solutions.
Well, you want to tune up the whole body. And even for people with just day-to-day fatigue, you know, when you hit 45, 50 years old, it's funny, you wouldn't dream of letting your car go to 50,000 miles without giving it a tune-up or an oil change. But that's what we do with our body. We never get a tune-up. And for that, people shouldn't see me. They don't need that kind of intensive care that I do for fibromyalgia and chronic.
No, you work with very sick people that are coming from all over the world, yes.
Yep. But you can get a tune-up. There's two organizations around the country. One is called Well Optimized Women, and the website is welloptimizedwoman.com. and the other is the optimized males for men and women. And they will give you a tune-up. When you hit 45, they go through a total systems check, tune everything up. People come out feeling great. So people should know that there's options. It's not just, oh, take this pill and call me
right
in the morning or not.
And by the way, we need to mention your website, which is endfatigue.com, endfatigue.com. And you were just featured yesterday on Fox News.
Yes, I'm just on with Dr. Manny. We did a fairly good a long segment. We have two new studies, one just accepted and the other one just published. So the one that was just published was on autism.
Yeah, we need to talk about that. Let's talk about that, because a lot of people that have autism, a lot of kids, a lot of parents listening to this, you need to hear about this, because this is very exciting news.
Absolutely. And take a piece of paper and pen, send this to any of your friends who have autistic kids, because this will change their life. 23 out of 30 children in autistic children in the treatment group were back in regular school at the end of 1 year, as opposed to 0 out of 30 in the untreated control group, using a allergy desensitization technique called NAET. It's a very simple for the child, it's a 20-minute treatment twice a week. It just uses acupressure points, and it desensitizes the child to one food group, basically, every two visits. And again, what we would see is by 10 treatments, you'd start to see improvement in some of the kids that are starting to talk. By 20 is a first step. By 40 treatments, by the end of the study, many of these kids were normal, healthy little kids.
What was it that made the difference?
Well, each of them, it's not any one food that they're sensitive to. Certainly, you've got to cut out the sugar, and the wheat can be a big issue, and the rest, you know, these things a lot and play a big role. But all the kids are different, and you just need to take the load off their immune system by desensitizing them to the common foods. But the effect is dramatic on these children's lives. And for those who want to see it, the video just went up on YouTube. I think if you search on NAET and autism and Tidal Bomb, or NAET, Fox, something like that, it just went up about an hour ago. And you can see it on the Fox News website. They have it up there, too, if you search on autism and NAET. But it is this is a dramatic, dramatic step forward. And there are practitioners all around the world. There's over 10,000 trained practitioners. If you go to N, like Nancy, AET, like Tom, .com. You can see the full text of the study, have a practitioner list, more information. This will change the lives of many, many children and families suffering with autism.
So what exactly is this exciting breakthrough?
Well, basically, it resets the immune system not to react to things that are benign. Our immune systems these days, we have 85,000 chemicals in the environment. We're not digesting food properly, so it gets absorbed before it's digested and acts as food allergens. There's all these things that are overwhelming the immune systems. And it's kind of like when your computer goes fritzy, you have this program that's gone haywire, and you call tech support, and they say, oh, go here and hit the button that says restore factory defaults, and you do that, and everything's working again. NAET does that to the immune system.
And you can find practitioners online at NAET.com?
NAET.com. Practitioners.
NAET.com. NAET.com.
Yes.
And is this for just autism? Would it help for other people as well?
Oh, it helps anybody with allergies and sensitivities. I used to have horrible ragweed, hay fever allergies, and I still remember, you know, I was miserable every autumn, and this gal in town said, I can get rid of that thing in 20 minutes. I just looked at her and said, that voodoo's not going to make my hay fever go away. Leave me alone. And it was just, you know. And then I was so miserable one day. She said, stop being a nitwit and let me treat her. I said, okay. And 20 minutes later, my hay fever was gone.
I love it. So go to NAET.com. Okay, now, we need to talk about how to get our energies back so that we can face the challenges that everyday life brings us.
I'll tell you what, people, cut a piece of paper and a pen and take this down, and we will tell you in 2 minutes how to turbocharge your energy.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready, everybody? Go ahead, Dr. Tatelbaum.
So we start with the word shine. First, S is for sleep. There's a nice herbal called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. You can get any health food store. We have it at endfatigue.com.
Now, wait a minute. For people listening to this, they're saying, why would you want us to take a product to help us sleep when we want energy? We don't want to sleep. We want energy.
Energy is where sleep is where you recharge your batteries every night. It's also where you make pain go away. And a better thing, a nice new thing with sleep, immune function goes up and weight goes down if you get enough sleep.
How very important. Very important.
So sleep is a biggie. Aim for your 8 hours a night. Hormones, low thyroid, low adrenal, low estrogen, low testosterone. You want to be checked properly for these. The test will miss most people who need the bioidentical hormone support. For low thyroid, if you're tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, you can even start with just some iodine. What I like is called tri-iodine. That's by Europharma, 6 to 12 milligrams a day. And you'll find that at the end of 1 month, a lot of people find that their thyroid symptoms are improving.
So this ribose drink that you want us to try, this is for not just fibromyalgia patients. This is a natural substance that Dr. Steven Sinatra, renowned cardiologist, even wants us to use.
Well, our study... That was
even Dr. Oz just mentioned ribose yesterday. You introduced him to ribose when you were on his show.
Absolutely. And our study that was just accepted showed that even in the most fatigued people, CFS, the ribose increased energy an average of 61% at 3 weeks. Picture having 61% more energy and what that would feel like. So what my morning energy drink, I take a multivitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System. That's one multivitamin, one drink replaces over 35 pills, makes it really easy to get overall nutritional support. And I throw a scoop of ribose, or I use Korvalin, which is the brand that was used in the study. And I just add water and I stir it up. And you'll find that that simple drink, give it a month, but it will turbocharge your energy dramatically. And again, most health food stores will have it, or at endfatigue.com, you get the Energy Revitalization System and the Korvalin, which is the ribose.
This in place of coffee in the afternoon, this in place of energy drinks, which you're not a very big fan of, Dr. Teitelbaum.
Energy Lone Shark drinks? Yeah.
Yeah.
They step on the gas pedal, but they don't put any gasoline in your tank, so you start running on fumes. The vitamins and the ribose actually fill your tank with energy.
This is such great information. And again, people are coming from all over the world. Dr. Teitelbaum, when we're at our trade shows, when I go to all the different trade shows all over the country, he's one of the leading speakers, and people are trying to get his time. So we're thrilled that you're with us today on the Frankie Boyer Show. I want you to go back to movement, exercise. Even for people that have chronic fatigue syndrome, movement is really very important to our whole paradigm of health.
Well, you'll decondition, and the body has a use-it-or-lose-it approach to efficiency if you don't exercise. But the thing is, a lot of people have too much pain to exercise. They're
yes.
too fatigued. So let me give a very quick, simple thing. For anybody out there with pain, there's a new herbal mix in a recent study, Beat the Pants Off of Celebrex, way more effective than even the medications. It's called Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. That one's by Europharma. It's a mix of herbs. I've been doing pain management for 35 years now. It is more effective than morphine.
Again. This is a pain. It helps with pain.
It's a mix of six herbs. Now, for some pains, you'll find for day to day, you just take it and it'll knock out the pain in a couple hours or even quicker. But I've seen people with 10, 20 years of chronic pain that nothing touched, and they took the Curamin for the 6 weeks, and usually well before that, but it takes 6 weeks to see the full effect. Their pain that they had surgery for and all these other things gone.
This is really so much. I hope you've had your paper and your pencils ready. We will have Dr. Teitelbaum back for a longer segment down the road, but for right now, we are getting as much as we can from him. If you had to give us one of the most important items that you want us to be eating every single day, what would it be? Or not
well,
eating, rather, every single day. What would it be?
Get rid of the sugar.
The sugar is number
water,
one.
And if you have chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and not high blood pressure, do not salt restrict. You will crash and burn. Most people have low adrenal.
Most people don't understand the salt story. We need to talk about that at some point extensively.
Need salt, get a good sea salt.
Yes, good sea salt. Himalaya is wonderful, and there's a wonderful Hawaiian salt, sea salt, that is just phenomenal. It's expensive, but boy, it's fabulous. How do you feel about gluten?
Well, again, if you're able to digest it, it's fine. But if you have poor digestion and you can't digest it, it's one of the major triggers of food allergies. So, again, another show we'll talk about digestion, because poor digestion is a really big key to a lot
yes.
of problems people
yes.
have these days.
And Dr. Lamb is going to be coming on in just a few moments, the doctor from The View, and he's going to be talking about digestion and the gut as well. Doctor, for more information, give us the websites that people need to get all of the information you're talking about. It's called endfatigue.com is your website.
Mm-hmm.
And if
you know anybody with autism, send them to
NAD. Autism, it's going, you need to go with ADHD or autism or any kind of brain issues, NAET.com.
Indeed.
Okay, and that is, it's not a pill, it's not a vitamin, NAET is a system, is that correct?
It's a special acupressure technique.
It's an acupressure technique system. Okay, so that is NAET.com. endfatigue.com. And we are almost out of time with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. He has a newsletter with breaking news, again, just featured yesterday on Fox National News with Dr. Manny. Always wonderful, Dr. Teitelbaum, always filled with information, tremendous information. Thank you so much for gracing us today, and we look forward to having you back again.
Always a pleasure, Frankie.
This is Frankie Boyer. We will be back with Dr. Stephen Lamb. Stay right there. Do not change that dial on 8:30 a.m. You are listening to us on WCRN.
Now, before we get back to the Frankie Boyer Show, what's the only health show you should be listening to? Let's hear it. The Frankie Boyer Show. One more time. The Frankie Boyer Show. I can't hear you.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and we now are joined by NYU professor Dr. Stephen Lamb, known to millions for his regular appearances on ABC's The View, as well as other top network and shows. You see him all the time. He has written several fabulous books, but his newest book is called No Guts, No Glory, which, again, Dr. Teitelbaum mentioned a little bit about what we're eating and the importance of the gut for overall health and wellness. But if you want wellness, you need to start to listen to what Dr. Stephen Lamb has to say. And Dr. Lamb, it's always wonderful to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So tell us a little bit about this new book, No Guts, No Glory.
Well, I think that, you know, there's obviously a search for wellness in our society. You know, we overuse that word. The medical profession, of course, doesn't even understand what the word wellness means, because we've always defined wellness as the absence of illness, which, of course, doesn't apply to all of the diseases of our generation in our century, which is, you know, diseases with extremely what we call long latency, like, you know, you weren't well the day before someone tells you have diabetes, right? So, you know, my concepts are really that in the search for wellness, you need to start with some very basics. And the basics are that you're only as well as the nutrient value of the foods you eat and your body's ability to absorb those nutrients. And so that's why you've got to start with the gut. You've got to understand that the gut is this beautiful orchestrated group of organs that are designed to not only help you digest food and absorb nutrients, but are remarkably important, you know, this whole system in your immune system and guarding against inflammation and affecting your metabolism, and kind of a system that we've all taken for granted. Not
sure.
Only taken it for granted, but probably abused. I mean, look at what we do in our society. society to our gut. I mean, we should all be arrested for gut molestation. I mean, you know, we stuff down our throats. I mean, of course, not your listeners, because they
well,
have some
well,
common
no, because
sense.
this is a new station for us, so they don't realize what they're eating. So this is really great for you because you're hitting a new audience.
Well,
and
thank you.
And so tell us what some of those culprits are. What are we doing
okay.
with our gut? And
well,
just
I mean,
share
I
with
just think about what we're ingesting. And I think that you realize
so what are some
how,
of the worst foods that you want us that we're eating?
Fructose, Latin corn syrup, you know, I mean, saturated fats, barbecued stuff. I mean,
why barbecue
the process,
stuff? People are saying
they contain substances that, you know, are now noted to really, you know, have some implications for colon cancer. So I mean, I'm not, of course, would I eat a hamburger on there? Of course I would. But, you know, would I do it 3 times a day, every day? No. You know, would I ever eat a Frankfurt? Of course I would. You know, do I think you should do it all the time? No. You know, so I think that it's primarily the saturated fats, the highly processed foods. It's the non-organic stuff that you know, we eat because it's more available and cheaper. But it turns out that, you know, these foods really have very low nutrient value. And we should be picking foods for their nutrient value, not their caloric value, right? We're obsessed with calories.
Yes,
and we should
we
kind
are.
Of change
we
in thinking in terms of nutrients and understand that the body is going to extract what it can. But the way these foods are cooked and processed and boiled and broiled and, you know, the
so
nutrient value is destroyed.
Saying, what you're saying is that when we start to eat healthier foods, when we change the foods that we're eating, we will get rid of the risk of kidney stones, asthma, ruptured abdominal aortas, even cancer and heart attacks.
Keep going.
Yeah.
I agree with you. That's it. I mean, if people read this very simple book.
No Guts,
okay,
No Glory. And by the way, Dr. Stephen Lamb, LAMM.
It's not complicated. It's not expensive. You can download it, whatever it is on app. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
You know, we could probably reduce the cost of health care in this country by more than 50%. I mean, you know, we're going to be destroyed as a nation, okay, not from terrorism, but from health care costs that are, you know, due to this epidemic of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and strokes. Just change how we eat. Just pick foods, you know, have a little bit of fruit, a little bit of vegetables. I mean, this is so insane how simple this is, okay? And I think that, you know, is it shocking to you if somebody says to me, oh, my God, you know, I'm eating a little less, I change, I feel so good. It's like we put high test in your engine. I mean, what are you thinking? I mean, I think that this is a very, very important, simple. Your search for wellness starts in your gut. Feed your gut what is good for the gut, which are foods that are non-toxic, that don't have antibiotics in them, that don't have mercury and arsenic in them. You know, modify your alcohol, don't smoke cigarettes. I mean, we're going to reduce healthier costs dramatically. Now, it's funny, you know, I've been asked to be the spokesperson for Men's Health, not the magazine, but Men's Health. It's an initiative that's being launched, actually, by, you know, Abbott next week. And it's basically just giving up, telling, you know, men, take a little bit better care of yourself.
Yes,
go to
and
the doctor.
We need to talk about a subject that is very controversial right now.
Yeah.
The PSA test.
Yeah, you can talk about it anytime you want. You know, since I've written a whole bunch of articles on it.
You have, and I know that you have some real strong feelings about it. So the new recommendations are that men do not need to get the PSA, that it's causing more problems than it's worth, and men are being treated and exposed to different treatments.
Yeah, here's my opinion. I don't really agree with that statement in this blanket fashion. You know, here's the background, then you have to understand. First of all, you have to personalize care. It's very, very harmful, I think, to generalize. No woman should be on a hormone. Every woman should get a mammogram. Everybody should. You got to be careful. You really have to personalize it, okay? Now, prostate cancer is a leading cause of death, you know, of men. Okay, it's extremely common. The PSA is essentially the only signal that we have for alerting people to, you know, the possibility that they may or may not have prostate cancer. the digital exam is more limited. The PSA is a poor test, very poor, because it's not very specific, right? But it's the only signal we have. In younger men who have a high PSA, in African-American men in their 40s and 50s who have high PSAs, you know, if they have prostate cancer, they will probably die of prostate cancer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so in this population, you need to be aware, you need to, you know, and interventions make sense, okay? In men who are 65, 70, and older, the overwhelming likelihood is that they will die with prostate cancer, not of prostate cancer. Although I have to admit, my father at age 84, who was a physician, did die of prostate cancer. So it's hard to generalize, but the answer is that it's a very bad test, but it's the only test we have. And sometimes, you know, unless you really know how to really get quality care, you might end up doing things that are probably not in your best interest. And this is one of the few cancers that sometimes you're better off not treating.
So it's a wait and watch if you're older.
You just watch. But, you know, there's no other cancer that I know of where you have a watchful waiting, okay?
Yes.
And that's what we're doing. I think that they
But men are not sitting ducks either, and they need to be proactive,
right.
And that's where good health.
And I think, you know, to tell you the truth, if you decrease the fat in your diet, you know, and you actually live a healthier life, whatever prostate cancer you may have, I suspect, will grow at a much slower rate. And, you know, there's a lot of data showing that the relationship between fat in your diet and prostate cancer. So reduce the fat. You
and
know,
there were some great supplements that men can take. There's, you know, importance of sal palmetto and zinc and lots of other.
Anti-inflammatories make a lot of sense to me. And
yes.
Vitamin D, you know, I think are helpful. Omega-3s are helpful. I mean, it's hard to do large-scale clinical trials. Look how tough it is just to determine if you should do a PSA or not. I mean, you can imagine,
yes.
You know, you have thousands and thousands of studies. I mean, you can't expect, you know, anybody to pay for, you know, does vitamin D prevent prostate cancer, or do omega-3s or sulfur. You know, these are hard to come by. But I think that I hope I answered it, the question for the prostate stuff. I mean, you have to be careful not to say nobody should get a PSA and nobody should, because that's not true, you know. But you have to be careful not to over-treat or try to over-diagnose, because you may end up hurting more people than you're helping.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you are an active young man and you are concerned about what tests you should be getting.
Right.
How do you monitor your health? Because we haven't done a very good job in this country.
Well, we certainly, men haven't done a good job, and it's really going to be the subject of the launch. I'm actually going to be talking about this in Chicago and then Washington, and hopefully maybe we'll even do another show on this
Absolutely.
Men's Health Initiative.
Sure.
We're happy to do it. But I think that the first thing is that men really need to catch up to women, in the sense that men are very reactive and not proactive. And so they wait until something is hurting them for
Before
them to do something
treatment.
About it.
Yes.
And that just doesn't make that much sense, okay? I think that with a little bit of awareness, it's like, you know, if they treat their bodies the way they treat their cars, I think that they can do a good job. You know, you sometimes have to rotate the tires
yeah.
and got to change the oil and put in high tests as opposed to what you're doing. But the key areas for men's health would be, one, be aware of certain basic numbers, like what your cholesterol is, what your blood pressure is, what your sugar is, what your testosterone might be, depending on your age. And I think that if you start out with certain basics and you start to be aware that your body fat level, especially abdominal girth, you know, where your waist circumference is important. If you start to become aware of your sleeping, that, you know, sleep is as important as food and water, and if you're snoring at night, the likelihood is you might have sleep apnea syndrome. You should be monitoring, believe it or not, whether you have morning erections. It's probably the single best marker of how healthy a man is, because to have an erection in the morning, you need to orchestrate the nerves, the blood vessels, the hormones, and your sleep. So that's a very simple cue. To a man, yes, whether they're having a problem.
Sure,
but
when we come back, we're going to continue. No guts, no glory. Dr. Stephen Lamb is with us. You've seen him on The View, and now he's on The Frankie Boyer Show right here on WCRN. We will be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
This is The Frankie Boyer Show. It's non-fattening, it's non-polluting, it's completely organic. Oh, and it's even good for you. Imagine that.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer with Dr. Stephen Lamb. He writes in his brand new book, if you start caring for your gut right now, you'll not only avoid or reverse many debilitating and life-threatening conditions, but you'll also achieve your full vitality and vibrancy. In other words, you'll enjoy true wellness guaranteed. And the new book is out. It's called No Guts, No Glory. And men's health is one of his specialties. He is with us today. And Dr. Lamb, you're saying that men have a very good chance of surviving many illnesses, but they're not getting the diagnosis. They're not finding out at an early time what to do and how to fix it. And you're saying that the gut is really the key.
Yeah, the gut really is important. Look, I like all the organs in the body, and I think they're all very important. If I write a book on the lungs, I'll tell you how much I love the lungs, of course. But I think that the gut is got to be the beginning. Just as Hippocrates said many, many years ago, you know, let foods be your medicine and medicine be your foods. We've got to start with nutrients. And then you've got to start to think about how you take care of your gut and what does the gut consist of. And one of the areas that we didn't talk about is the ecosystem within your colon and your intestines. And these bacteria, you know, are so numerous in numbers that they dwarf the number of cells in our body. And they also contain genetic information that is double or almost double what we ourselves have. And these bacteria really need to be taken care of, because in the next few years, you're going to start to really see the potential of these bacteria, these probiotics that we're starting to take. And I'm a
I want to talk about probiotics in just a moment. Dr. O'Hare's our great probiotics, part of our sponsors here on the Frankie Boyer Show.
Right,
but
there
are antibiotics, there are prebiotics, and there are probiotics. So talk to us a little bit. We are now realizing that we've taken too many antibiotics in our lifetime, and that's really affecting that friendly flora in the gut.
Correct. I think that what it is a lot of stuff is affecting those friendly flora. Number one, the foods that we eat are not feeding the friendly flora. You know, we don't have enough fiber, enough stuff that is actually healthy for these bacteria. And if anything, we actually subject them to substances that are killing them off. Then on top of that, you have antibiotic-fed animals so that the antibiotics are still in our food supply. And then on top of that, every time you get a cold, you go to the doctor and they give you antibiotics. Sometimes it's the patient's fault, sometimes it's the doctor's fault. But we're clearly affecting this ecosystem. And when you realize that this ecosystem is sending information back and forth to your brain, it's affecting how you utilize nutrients and energy, you start to realize that it may actually be partially responsible for the obesity epidemic, because they've actually found that, you know, overweight people and underweight people actually have different kinds of bacteria in their colon. And it's this change that may actually be partially responsible. When you look at babies that are born by C-section as opposed to, you know, by C-section as opposed to vaginal delivery,
at
6 months of age, they're actually more overweight. It's as though, because they're not exposed to the bacteria, you know, in the delivery channel. So we're starting, I'd say to you, in the next 2 or 3 years, some really basic science stuff on the gut bacteria and their vital role in a lot of the areas that we normally would not have thought about. And it turns out that the gut is probably involved dramatically with inflammation and allergy and mood and metabolism. So supplementing your diet with a probiotic, I think, is a really, really good idea. I also think that supplementing with digestive enzymes are also
Tell everybody that, because, again, this is a new audience, and people are hearing terms for the first time. They may not understand what a digestive enzyme is.
Okay. Well, first of all, you know, the probiotics are healthy bacteria that you ingest that you can get in fermented foods, but, you know, they may not survive your gut. So sometimes a supplement actually makes a lot of sense, okay? But in addition, you know, you need digestive enzymes to facilitate and accelerate the digestive process. Without these enzymes that you're producing in your mouth and in the pancreas, you know, the food wouldn't get broken down. So these enzymes ultimately are critically important to digesting milk and fat and proteins. You know, you have enzymes for each of these food groups. As we get older, the amount of these enzymes diminishes, just as everything else diminishes, unfortunately, as we get older. And also, the foods that we're taking in, because of how they're processed and how we cook them, actually need more enzymes to break them down. And then there are a lot of us who over time lose some of these enzymes. So, you know, the majority of us probably lose our ability to digest milk. You know, we lose this lactase enzyme.
And this is why we have this nation.
Bloating and get right.
We have a nation of people who are suffering from GERD, from reflux.
Exactly, 100%.
And grabbing those products to help them with their indigestion, which that's not the answer. Digestive enzymes will help.
No, digestive enzymes will. And it will help in 24, 48 hours. It's not like you have to wait a year. You take some of the products that I love to take, you know, whether it's Digest Gold or, you know, whatever. There are a lot of different
companies that
make good products, okay? And I just think, you know, pick a company that, you know, that specializes in the stuff. And you'll know right away. You'll know in 48 hours, you know, how effective these are. So, you know, rather than finding it acceptable to have bloating and gaseousness and constipation, take a probiotic, take a digestive enzyme when you eat, and you will see a dramatic response. And you're going to have less GERD, less symptomatology. Your colon's going to work better. Your intestines will work better. And you, in general, will feel better. I mean, this is not rocket science. This is really simple stuff. You know, take certain foods out of your diet, less dairy or no dairy, less gluten or no gluten, less of this fructose corn syrup. I mean, that is so many people maldigest this. And so if you do that, I think you've got a great chance of being healthier.
This is such great information, Dr. Lamb. When people go to your website, you will be able to get more information from Dr. Lamb.
Let me give you the website. Go to drstephenlamb.com. It's a very rich website because it puts in not only all the stuff on the gut and new stuff on the gut from research articles, but also some of the fun stuff that I do in other areas like men's health and my column in The Daily and other things like that. I think
sure.
people will really enjoy that.
Absolutely. When you're on The View, you're always the go-to doctor. You know, you
right.
always give out great, great information. And what are some of the questions that some of the women of The View ask you?
Well, I think that, you know, we've discussed almost every topic known to man, and we try to do what's current and what's modern. And so, I mean, initially they wanted me to talk to them about men, and then they said, well, you seem like you know a lot about men. Can you talk to us about women? So I think over the last 15 years, we talk about everything
yeah,
that's
you
current,
do.
You know, from, you know, stuff like, you know, substance abuse at the disco parties to female sexual health, male sexual health, heart disease, dementia, you know, everything. We basically, they were actually wanting me to be on today, and I just, because I was so busy in the office, I just couldn't do it. Can you imagine turning down these kinds of programs because I'm seeing patients? I'm saying, I can't do it. I just can't be there, you know.
Well, we're so thrilled that you are here. Your number one problem with American diets is the fructose malabsorption issue, and you say that it really and truly. So when you're looking at ingredients, sugar hides itself in many forms.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, look at the labels. And you understand, look, a small amount of some of these things are, you know, probably necessary. But, you know, you try to get, you know, if you're having fruits and if you're having, you know, take away your sodas, your carbonated beverages, and, you know, substitute green tea.
Yeah, that's another thing. The colon doesn't like carbonation.
Doesn't like it, you know, and I can't see any health. And it's funny, I was reading the Times today, Mayor Bloomberg, who sometimes does irritate me because he's so regulatory, but he wants to make the sodas not large in a certain size. I mean, it's really funny. I mean, he's trying to regulate common sense, you know, but...
Yeah. I know, I saw that. They want to eliminate sugary drinks in New York City.
Yeah,
and
I mean, of course. I mean, it just, you know, we've got to give people a chance to, you know, to make decisions on their own and to, you know, you can't regulate this kind of stuff. I'm not too thrilled with that. But the bottom line is these carbonated sugar drinks are not good for you, without a doubt, you know, and the fast food,
and even
not good
the diet
for you.
Ones, though. Let's talk about
they're not,
the
yeah,
diet.
I don't like them. I don't
they're
think
horrible.
They're of course.
Yeah, they're really bad for you. The Nutrasweet the products that we're drinking every day are bad for us. They're just really bad.
I agree. Drink water. Drink green tea. If you want a little bit of coffee once in a while, be my guest. You know,
you don't even like coffee every day.
Well, you could have a cup of coffee. There's no data that says it's horrible for you. But, you know, have some cocoa. You know, have some stuff that are fun. You know, change. You know, have a lot of green, orange, red foods, you know. Have your plate, have fruits and vegetables. Have a little bit of fish once in a while. Some, you know. And, you know, I mean, to tell you the truth, a lot of the vegetarians are actually much healthier. You know, I mean, as long as they're not too extreme. But, you know, reduce the gluten, reduce the fructose, you know, and you're going to be much, I mean, it'll be dramatic. I mean, it's like you're literally putting high test in your engine, and, you know.
Yeah, and most people don't realize that for some of us, and this is part of the problem, is that we don't realize the allergic reactions and the sensitivities. Now, we're not talking about full-blown allergies,
right?
Because
it's
there's
not,
a big
intolerance.
Difference.
You're right. It's intolerance as opposed to a peanut allergy, which is
life-threatening. Right.
You don't even know that you're intolerant. You just all of a sudden, you wonder why you eat, you know, bacon cheeseburgers and why your joints hurt, you know. There is this leaky gut that I think we're starting to think about, the toxins that are all of a sudden getting absorbed through your intestine. Probiotics, digestive enzymes, change the way you eat a little bit, eliminate certain foods, you're going to reduce illness by 80%.
And again, the book is a fabulous book. It's a great read.
Thank
you. Dr. Stephen Lamb, and the website is drstephenlamb.com, and it's No Guts, No Glory. Thank you for being with us today.
Always
wonderful, Dr. Stephen Lamb, always. And I just wanted everyone to know that before we leave today, we are here on Tuesdays and Thursdays on WCRN 1 to 2. Tell everybody about it. We're very excited. Make sure you check out frankieboyer.com. And if you are struggling with your weight, make sure you check out The Promise of HCG. And if you are interested in getting involved in a protocol that works, call 978-369-9228, Jonathan Glass. And I will see you next time on Tuesday right here on WCRN 830 AM on that dial. This is Frankie Boyer. Thank you for listening. Make it a great day and smile.
The preceding program was wholly sponsored and produced by Frankie Boyer, who is responsible for its content. Before beginning any health or fitness practice, consult your personal physician.